American officials are working to help Iraqis build a new civilian-controlled defense department as the United States gets ready to return power to some kind of interim Iraqi government in July. Dozens of officers from Iraq's old army are among those in the U.S. being trained, quickly, to work in the new defense ministry, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
In theory, anyway, the new institutional framework for a new Iraqi military will resemble the U.S. and British models, where civilians oversee a professional military that serves the will of the people, not the whims of a dictator. Hassan is an Iraqi chemical engineer who asked that his full name not be used, citing security concerns.
We want to create an army that understood what's the meaning of constitution. We want our army now separate from politics.
Hassan and some 50 other Iraqis so far have come through Washington for a special 3-week Pentagon course. Former infantry officer Gerald Thompson helps run the program from his post as director of the National Defense University's Near East South Asia Center for Strategic Studies. Thompson says the Iraqis are tackling everything from budgets and negotiation skills to training and leadership.
Thinking through strategy and resource allocation and management, but doing so in a system that is transparent, accountable, and involves a participatory political system.
That's quite a goal to accomplish in just 3 weeks, after more than 3 decades of Ba'ath Party dictatorship. But Thompson says he has no illusions the course contains everything Iraqis need to build a new defense department. Fahad is a former general in Saddam Hussein's regular army. Like several other former Iraqi officers in the course, Pentagon officials say Fahad was never a high-level member of the Ba'ath Party. The former general says given the ongoing serious security problems, it's vital a new Iraqi army get built quickly.
The biggest challenge is the time and limited financial resources. We're in a hurry to establish an army because it's part and parcel of security and sovereignty, but time is not on our side.
Asked if any new Iraqi army would be used to help suppress the guerrilla insurgency, Fahad answers, "I don't know. That depends on the policy of the new government." And it's still not clear what kind of new government the U.S. will pass off to in July, a body expected to run Iraq, including its fledgling military, until elections are held sometime in early 2005. And it's not clear what legal authority and responsibility American forces in Iraq will have after July 1st. There is no so-called status of forces agreement. American officials insist the interim Iraqi constitution and an October UN resolution provide the legal foundation for U.S. troops to operate in Iraq after July. National Defense University's Thompson says he's not worried the transfer of sovereignty will alter American plans for a new Iraqi military.
I have no concern over that at all.
Many of the prospective Iraqi military leaders here this week said they're optimistic they can build an army free of the cronyism and repression that marked Saddam's armed forces. Asked what they've learned so far, one Iraqi said to keep an open mind. Another spoke of respecting human rights. Mona, a Baghdad engineer, is one of the few women in the course.
I've learned how to better define the problems and the risks I might take and how I might deal with them in the right manner.
Yet nearly all the Iraqis here downplayed a potentially huge hurdle, religious, ethnic, and regional differences in building a new military. Former General Fahad.
These tensions are exaggerated. I'm married to a Sunni wife, although I am Shia. One of my sisters is married to a Kurd. And if I should take a second wife, I'd have a Kurd, so I'd have the whole national unity right at home.
Yet observers say those tensions are very real and pose serious challenges for building a new army that was dominated for years by Ba'ath Party Sunni Muslims from Tikrit, Saddam's hometown. And none of the Pentagon course participants knew how armed militias, including Kurdish Peshmerga and private Shia militias, might be incorporated into any new military. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.